the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. It's the Mosh Gelton Show. We are popping off. It is 11 p.m. Tuesday night. That means it's the Mosh Gelton Show time. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. We're going to be rocking it hard and tight for the next hour. I am your host of the Mosh Gelton Show. My name is Mosh Gelton. I'm in here with a group of guys. One of them's my co-host. He's that goat dude.
Beatbox Bob.
And with me and Beatbox Bob tonight, because it's not just me and Beatbox Bob, we have the man, the myth, the legend.
Schmitty.
Yay!
Me, Beatbox Bob, and Schmitty wouldn't be complete without the effervescent and distinguished
Mike E.
And it's about to be a crazy hour for you guys tonight. Again, welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. We're popping off on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, usually right after the Spike and the Mike show. We got a crazy show for y'all tonight. We got some local artists. We're going to play Dirte and Corey Spires' Whiskey Lips, and we're also going to play Real Rhymes by Black Zod. And of course, you know, we got trivia time. You know, we're gonna run trivia time because that's what we do. We run trivia time. And toward the end of the show, you know, I'm known for battle rapping. That's what I do. Sometimes it's written, sometimes it's freestyle. Tonight, at the very end of the show, you're gonna want to stick around because myself, Mosh Gelton, will be battle rapping the Mosh Gelton Show freestyle battle rap champion, Schmitty, in a non-title match, 3 45-second rounds. That's coming up at the end of the show. You're not gonna want to miss it. We be getting down out here, Bob.
We be gets down.
We be gets down, right?
Facts, brother.
Yes, sir. Again, if you guys don't have the Radio St. Pete app, because if you guys are listening to this in St. Pete, that's cool. But if you're not near St. Pete, you got to download the Radio St. Pete app so you guys can hear us rock. I mean, it's Radio St. Pete. We got a whole hour. We'd love 2 hours, but we got a whole hour.
2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours.
4 hours. So how's it going, BD?
Bro, life is beautiful. I can't complain.
Everything's good?
Oh, yeah. You better believe it. I mean, I ended up cracking my tooth the other day at work, but aside from that, you know.
You cracked your tooth at work?
Yeah, you know, walking out of the bathroom. It's a swing door. Nobody's paying attention. I'm trying to get back to my station. I get smacked right in the mouth with the door.
What time did you crack your tooth? Was it at 2:30? Was it?
Here we go.
Is it 2:30?
No, it was like 9:45.
9:45? Damn. Yeah. So what are you going to do about that crack tooth, bro?
Well, for now, I'm just going to continue to use temporary fillings in order to make it look good, put a retainer in my mouth, keep it kind of clean and, you know, nice until I actually go.
How much is the retainer?
I already have the retainer.
So about $1,000 retainer and you get it back after you're done or what?
Two jokes.
That's a lot of jokes, man. This Friday, by the way, I know you guys are avid listeners. If you're listening to the Mosh Gelton Show Tuesday night at 11 p.m., I know you know about the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, which is Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m. You can catch myself, Mosh Gelton. You can catch Schmitty. And we're going to have Nathan Gilardi from our Tuesday show. And we're all going to be on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show this Friday. Not going to want to miss that. Schmitty, you're going to be with me out there.
Yeah, super stoked about it, bro.
You stoked?
I am.
You think you can do some live? You can't curse live radio, bro. I mean, you know about live radio, so I guess I don't know what I'm preaching to the choir here, but.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you were doing, but I understand. I got you. It's going to be great.
How do you think Schmitty's going to do on the Marco?
He's going to do absolutely terrible. It's going to be a real, real bad show.
It wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense if he wasn't terrible, in my opinion, because, you know, Schmitty tends to be. Nah, Schmitty, you're going to do a great job.
Thanks. I appreciate your thought on that.
I have all of my faith in you, Schmitty.
I do, too. Thanks. Oh, man. Again, so now we finally got a grip on this equipment that we got in here, all this brand new gear, this fire stuff. We're simulcasting all over the place. The Mosh Gelton Show is up, lit, and running. I don't got questions for my equipment no more. I just use the equipment. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a tech guy, but this stuff looks like you need a lot of tech. It's really Fisher-Price easy stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not Fisher-Price quality, but it's Fisher-Price easy to use this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
I sure do.
They've come a long way in a short period of time, for sure.
I agree. For those of you guys that don't know that Beatbox Bob, I have earrings. I've got these little balls One of them's like a little diamond, and my ears about 14. And Bob has huge gauges in his ears.
That's true. I do have huge gauges in my ear.
How long have you had gauges in your ear?
Oh, forever now. I've had gauges in my ears for a long time.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let everybody know that Beatbox Bob does have gauges in his ears, and you know, that's the way we work. Too bad you can't make the Friday night Marco radio show jam, brother.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I gotta go to work, you know.
You'll be working, bro.
You know how it'd be, brother.
You'd be working on getting us 2 hours.
Oh, we better get those 2 hours.
So speaking of battle rap, though, real quick, before we go into the local artists, myself and Beatbox Bob are doing a 2-on-2 battle March 11th, and our rounds are about there. You're memorized. I'm not memorized.
That's facts. That's absolutely true. But we're ready to rock. We're ready to roll, and we're ready to tear it up.
I think it's going to be a crazy battle. And Schmidt, me and you tonight, 45-second rounds, end of the show, battle rap, me and you, what's up?
Yeah, you good?
What do you mean, am I good?
You got your writtens ready?
You think I'm going to write against your freestyle, bro? I'm going to blow you out the water, bro, sunshine style, bro.
We're all excited to see it.
Do I say bro way too much, bro?
I think so. Yeah.
Not enough.
A little bit. Yeah, just.
No, I should say bro as much as possible. Like, listen, bro, I was over at the crib the other day, bro, and like this bro came over. I was like, bro. And he was like, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. Talk like that forever.
You lose credibility each time it comes out of your mouth, bro. I don't know.
You just bro'd me, bro.
Seeing if you noticed it, bro.
Bro, listen. So I can say bro and it make it sound good. You can't make bro sound. You're a dude type of guy, bro.
I am the dude type of guy, the same dude you want to be, bro.
You think I want to be you, bro?
It'd be a good look.
Well, here's a good look. I got a good look. Before we get into these two songs, you know, this is Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. This is where local music lives. And I got two local guys in here. So before we get into the local music, real quick, I want to see if these guys can freestyle an acoustic song. I want to see Beatbox Bob and Schmitty. I want to see. Let me grab a guitar here. Let me grab a pick. Someone say something.
All right. This sounds like fun.
All right. I got my guitar. Now, Beatbox Bob and Schmitty are going to freestyle a song. I'm going to freestyle the guitar. This song is going to be about how badly Mike wishes he could battle rap.
Okay.
So this song is called I'm Mikey Flaw, and I wish I could battle rap like the rest of the cast by Beatbox Bob and Schmitty. Mikey Flaw, fast pace, medium pace, or slow pace?
Fast pace.
Fast pace it is. This is Mikey Flaw, I wish I could battle rap, and I wish I was a good lover by Beatbox Bob and Schmitty.
I wish I could rap like my brothers, but I can't. I can't spit them words, no. I wish I could rap like the others, but then I'll just suffer. Whoa, I cannot flow. My name is Mikey Flaw, and I can't go. Whoa, here we go. Mikey Flaw and his raps gotta go. And I'm a bad lover, and I'm like no other. Smooth as butter and soft as anything that can be. Rapping with Mike, shouldn't you see? Whoa, no, I can't rap and I can't love and I ain't no one. Mikey Flaw.
Good song. I love the lyrics. I love the jam. You guys seem to spend a lot of heartfelt time on that. So that was really dope. Very nice. Very well done by Schmitty and Beatbox Bob. Mikey Flaw, how did that make you feel?
Well, could have made me feel a little better.
Keep your chin up, bro. Are you guys ready to hear these? We got some local artists tonight. You know, on this show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, we like to play two local songs from two local artists. And they could be local. They could be in St. Pete. They may be in Tampa, Newport Richey, maybe even as far as Orlando or Fort Myers. As long as they spend some time in this area, we'll play them on the air. So we play two. I've got a whole lineup. I've got emails out the wazoo. I'm going to get to everybody's songs as I can. Make sure you send me those radio edits. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Instagram, and I'll give you the email. Send me the radio edits. I'll get you on here. But we've got Footprints by Silly, and we also have the Whiskey Song by Dirk E. and Corey Spires.
Ooh.
You familiar with Silly or Corey Spires and Dirk E.?
I'm very familiar with Silly.
So
he's got the heat.
You want to hear Whiskey Lips first, or do you want to hear Real Rhyme?
Ooh, let's hear Whiskey Lips.
Whiskey Lips. All right, without further ado, this is Dirt E and Corey Spires, local musicians. This is where local music lives. This is the Mosh Gelatin Show, and this song is called Whiskey Lips.
She keeps me guessing because her flavors will change every day, but they're always amazing. She's got single malt, cinnamon, apple, and peach. There's so many of them, I gotta taste them. She's got me under her spell, so I follow her around. If she offers me a shot, I'ma take it. 'Cause the whiskey never hits quite the same from the bottle as it does from the lips of my baby.
We're driving out back on a dirt road. No driving fast, just taking it slow.
Quit dragging my heart around, baby. You making me crazy. So, girl, let me buy you a shot. I can't look away. I'm caught staring at the way she carries herself. Slams an empty glass on the table. Stares at me, not anyone else. This girl makes bottom shelf look hot as hell with every single sip she takes. Just one tipsy kiss from her whiskey lips, and everything just fades away. And it's not enough that I got a buzz, but she really got me feeling some type of way. I tell myself that I'm not in love, but she got me drunk, and I really like being wasted.
That was a banger, bro.
What a bop.
I love it.
So what was it? It was like a country pop song, I would say.
Yeah,
pop
rap.
Yeah.
It was like a mixture of everything.
Oh.
Beautiful.
My head. So I liked the song. I liked it a lot. I definitely think it's radio play worthy. I was bumping my head to it the whole time. I felt the jam. I was pumped up with the jam. And it's a great song by Dirt E and Corey Spires. That is Whiskey Lips. You guys can check that out. I guess streaming everywhere. What'd you think, Beep?
Bro, send me that right away. I love that, man. That's an anthem right there, bro. I'd pop that all day in my car, dude.
Super fire track, right?
Bro, seriously.
I didn't even... I listen to a piece of these, and I make sure someone screens them so there's no curse words, but I don't really listen to them until we get on air, and it is... That was a fire track. Schmitty, what'd you think?
I agree with that. Absolutely. I like the whole change up. You know, it sounded like it was going to come out a little bit country, then it put in with a little bit of like R&B and soul with some hip-hop behind it.
Yeah.
Fire for sure.
Super, super gas. I agree with that. Mikey Flaw, what'd you think about Whiskey Lips by Dirt E and Corey Spires?
I honestly think that it's different than anything I've ever heard. It's unique. It's like a triple threat. You know, it has all different kind of music. The production was excellent. I would listen to that just, you know, because I, you know, wanted to listen to something new. So, yeah, I thought it was great.
All right. That's what's up. Give it up for Dirty and Corey Spires. Super fire track. That's Whiskey Lips. Check it out. Okay. First song was a hit. We got to make sure all the songs are a hit, so we're going to play another song. By the way, tomorrow night, I will air, for the first time ever, my first single off my EP called Johnny. Highly produced music. That's going to be lit next Tuesday. This is by Black Zod. This song is called Real Rhymes, the second song. We do two songs. This is the second song, and you know Black Zod.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good guy. And here it is, Real Rhymes by Black Zod.
You drill time to kill time, I spill mine with real rhymes. You drill time to kill time, I spill mine with real rhymes. Peter Parker's my nickname, cause Mary Jane went big flame. Ooh. Got me in love, apple bottom dubs with the thick frame. That could be wife for thick thing. Married life, I don't spit game. That green give me lift. I'm Larry Bird with some big wings, looking for met success. Danny Murphy with big swings. NY, bump shot, rack, I'm a killer beat. And that itch thing, but that stun your eyes splat. Followed by ARS finesse, I spray saws and lay y'all the rest for less. No text, no Nikes, rap NY Knicks, but whoa, oh no Spike Lee. I mean that Arizona, but that aroma, no iced tea. Stuff to the cubs with home runs on our own guns, but soon enough I will if those folks come in my home run. My mind stone cold, son, three verses, 16 bars, Austin 360, Texas rattlesnake. You still need God to take out the venom. I'm sending you bending and trembling. Knees look like gelatin, like leaving quickly. I read you other melanin. I'm such a gentleman, gave you four chances of settling. In total, seven times we could have met again. Bar sweet music be better than anything that your pen was letter in. I'm looking for TV appearance and letterman. You could need medicine so sick. You spit for cops and you brought so much evidence. Go ahead and let them in.
That was dope. Black Zod. Give it up for Black Zod.
Nice.
Super dope. We had to go blank out a curse word there. We had to hit the dump button on that one there. 1634. Zod, man, I miss him sometimes. You got to make sure you're on point. Can't be dropping anything in there. You know what I'm saying? But I like the song. I thought it was dope when he came in. It was almost 2 Chainz like, you know what I'm saying? And it was hood. He had all the right stuff. I really like that song.
I like that song a lot. I feel like, though, that there was a little bit lost in the sauce there as far as delivery goes. The production itself was definitely gas. But I feel like maybe there was just a little something in the background that maybe needed a little bit more push for his voice.
I hear you. I could see that.
Other than that, definitely great. Good delivery. He spit bars. He had some really, really good bars.
Schmitty, what'd you think? Black Zod's a real rhyme.
Out the gate, love the beat. Started out really fire. I think the production was good, but if I'm, you know, especially after Whiskey Lips that just played, I think it could have been a little bit better on the production side. But I liked it. I'd vibe out to it for sure.
Absolutely. I would definitely bump that in my car. Mikey Flaw, how'd you feel about Real Rhymes by Black Zod?
I thought it was good. There was something a little bit missing in, I think, his vocals, and maybe, it seemed to drop out at points. But for all in all, you know, it's still good. I like the beat was good. The production was good, you know, and, you know, he's good at what he does. It's just, you know, that's the only thing I could find wrong with it, really.
Something you would bump in your whip?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, put it in the rotation.
I'd bump it. Give it up for Black Zod. Super duper duperty dope track. Yeah, man, we drank a lot on Saturday. We no going out tonight for any of us.
I agree.
We got to, we keep saying we're going to hit First Friday up, and we didn't go this week.
Yeah, we should definitely do that next month.
Miss sure. First Friday, because I need to go to Jimmy B's and get tanked out over there on St. P. Beach. I got to, bro. It's like in my blood.
Let's do it.
I got kicked out of Jimmy B's because they said that I was urinating when I was not. I was looking at my phone. Other than that, that place was fire. Them kicking me out for no reason, not fire. But we definitely got to do something like that. I'm glad we're going to go hit up Marco Radio Happy Hour show this Friday. But yeah, we got to get out there in St. Pete, man. We got all this new merch, all this new stuff, bro.
I'm saying.
We got stuff, Beatty.
We got lots of stuff.
How was your day today, man? You have a good day?
It was a great day, man.
Easy? Everything was good?
Yeah, vibing up, bro. You know how it does. It's it's Monday, so well, Tuesday now, because it's a long day. My day's run.
I'm telling you, man, and you're always wearing either a SpongeBob shirt or a Simpson shirt. It's always a unique style that you have on.
Yeah, I like to kind of show off my inner child a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a solid juxtaposition to my scary disposition.
I'm scared that he just said that.
Yeah, I would be too.
So after the show, if you guys want to come join us, we're going to prop Mike up against the wall. We have these huge, nice-sized lawn darts, and we're going to put a bullseye around Mikey Flaw's entire self, and then we're going to throw the lawn darts at Mikey Flaw.
Sounds interesting.
I'm with it.
First I'm hearing of this.
Yeah, I'll go on FM and say I'm going to throw lawn darts at somebody on my show. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yo, I got to get those crickets from Tarpon Springs. We got to eat the crickets, bro.
Oh, dude, I'm with it.
I'm not.
Well, you might have to be. And then we got to get the dancers. We're going to get, so guys, we're going to get some dancers in here to talk to them and, you know, see about the life, you know, adult dancers. We also want to get some crickets. Bob's ready to eat the crickets.
I'm ready to do whatever. I'm happy to eat stuff. This is my thing. I like eating, as you can tell.
Wow, would you eat a cricket, bro?
I have tenure.
You have tenure? Yeah, I guess. No, none of us have to eat. We all have tenure. None of us have to eat a cricket. But
that's all I can come up with.
I will hold you down.
I mean, you could pour pure capsaicin on that cricket and I'll eat it.
What is that?
Yo, is that Aladdin hat or is that like a drum hat?
It's Turkish symbols. Zildjian.
Zildjian?
Zildjian.
As if you play.
With symbols.
This is Mikey Flaw on the drum right here. That's it. Only beat he
can. That's all I can do. That's it.
I mean,
all day long.
He doesn't. I ask him anything about music. He has no idea what the answer is.
Yeah, who knows, man?
Are you guys ready to play trivia time?
Yeah!
All right. Here's how trivia time works over here on the Mosh Gelatin Show. Now, what we do is we do something called trivia time, and the trivia has to do with music. Now, this particular trivia time for tonight is according to a song lyric. So when I ask you a question, the answer will be embedded in some sort of song lyric. For instance, if I ask you, I'm trying to do a different example. But okay, if I asked you what Jenny's number was.
867-5309.
If I asked you whose mom has got it going on.
Stacy's.
Okay, so we understand how to play this. Everybody's good? All right. Well, you guys can jump immediately. There's no hold. When I ask the question, if you know the answer, you guys, hands on buzzers. There is no buzzers. Your throat is the buzzer. Deep throat. Oil it up. Lubity lubity. You guys got to get the answers correct. Are we ready to play trivia time?
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay. Question number one. According to a song lyric, what do I rock you like?
A hurricane.
What did you say, Schmitty? Okay. It was Mikey Flaw and Beatbox both got it. It is rock you like a hurricane.
Well, that was going to be the answer, but what? Didn't we have to hit a buzzer?
No buzzers.
He just said our voice is the buzzer.
Yeah, we just say the word. Yeah, you say the word.
You just got to get it.
Just say it.
If it's a Scorpion song from 1984, you need to just say it out loud, the lyrics. According to a song lyric, 1 point for Bob, 1 point for Mikey Flaw. We're rocking. We're rolling. How long did you shake me?
All night long.
Oh, Schmitty and Flaw with a tie. You did shake me all night long. That is the correct answer. Very nice. That is AC/DC. According to a song lyric, who sat alone in a buggy marsh? Boggy marsh, rather. According to a song lyric, who sat alone in a boggy marsh?
She.
We nope. Sat alone in a boggy marsh.
Nope.
The man?
Alt pop rock. Who sat alone in a boggy marsh?
Oh, that's
We?
Nope.
It's one of those.
Something emotionless except for his heart.
I don't know.
Kept on saying life was like a box of chocolates.
Forrest Gump.
Close.
Bubba Gump.
According to a song lyric, who sat alone in a boggy marsh?
Bubba.
Lump sat alone in a boggy marsh, completely emotionless except for his heart.
Oh, right.
Presidency of the United States of America.
Yeah.
I think I was singing that wrong all the time.
I believe that. That is Lump, and that's who sat alone, so nobody gets points. That's all right. We're still rocking. We're still rolling on the Mosh Gelatin Show. This is trivia time. According to a song lyric, why shouldn't you delay and act now? According to a song lyric, why shouldn't you delay and act now? This is a pop rock, kind of alternative.
You shouldn't delay and act now.
Why shouldn't you delay and act now?
Just take some time.
Nope.
Hmm. You shouldn't delay and act now.
You're out of time.
Oh, wow, if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. Come on, guys.
You said alternative.
Why shouldn't you delay and act now? So can anybody deconstruct that?
You shouldn't delay and act now because, like, blank, you shouldn't delay and act now. Because
it's time.
Don't delay.
Yeah. Don't delay and act now.
And then he says why.
Pass you. Bye.
Don't delay. Act now.
Don't delay. Act now.
Before it's too late.
Don't delay. Act now. Supplies are running out. Don't delay. Act now. Supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive. 3 to 8 years to arrive. That is
Might as well be walking on
the walking sun. On the sun, Smash Mouth. That is the answer. I'm surprised you didn't get that. That's all right. That's just two. Flaw's got two. Bob's got one. Schmitty's got one. We're rocking and we're rolling about halfway through here, according to a song lyric. Trivia time in the Mosh Gelton Show. According to a song lyric, what else do I feel besides stupid?
I feel
lonely.
According to a song lyric, what else do I feel besides stupid?
Stupid.
Alone.
Not alone.
I feel stupid.
And what?
Dumb.
And afraid?
Nope.
Scared?
I feel stupid.
Here we are now.
Oh, I feel stupid. And contagious.
And contagious. And contagious. I feel stupid and contagious. That is Nirvana. That is... A great job by Beatbox Bob. It is I Feel Stupid and Contagious. That smells like teen spirit. Great job, Beatbox Bob, who has two. Mikey Fly has two. Schmitty has one. Let's keep rocking and rolling. According to a song lyric, what am I the owner of?
Lonely heart.
It is the lonely heart. I am the owner of a lonely heart. Good job, Mikey Flaw. Taylor made for you. I am the owner of a lonely heart. That is by a band called, I believe, Yes is the name of the band.
Yes.
That's correct?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. According to a song lyric, Flaw is in the lead here, guys. What have I still not found?
According Love.
Nope. According to a song lyric, what still haven't I found?
What I was looking for.
What I was looking for. You too. Schmitty comes in and grabs one. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Two for Schmitty, two for Beatbox Bob, three for Mikey Flaw. Only a couple questions left, according to a song lyric. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
According to a song lyric, what does Janie got?
A gun.
Beatbox Bob, clear. Clearly Beatbox Bob on that one.
I knew it.
I threw that one in there. I knew they were going to jump quick. Bob jumped fastest. Bob's got three. Mikey's got three. Schmitty's got two. We're still rocking. We're still rolling, according to a song lyric. Why can't I see it all?
I can't see it all.
Blinded by the light.
Nope. Why can't I see it all?
I can't see it all because...
The reason comes before I can't see it all.
I'm blind, I can't see it all.
Nope. This is a pop, folk pop type song.
Oh.
Why can't I see it all? And even if I could.
Man. Even if I could.
Why can't I see it all?
I wouldn't if I could see it all?
No. Why can't I see it all, according to a song lyric? Because the morning rain clouds up my window.
Ah.
Morning rain clouds up my window. And I can't see it. That's Dido, man. Yeah. Y'all gotta tighten up.
Even if I could, it all makes sense. It's, with your picture on my wall.
It's still anybody's game. Beatbox Bob's got three. Mikey Flaw's got three. Schmitty's got two. There's two questions left. Here we go. According to a song lyric, why is he going the distance?
Oh, he's going the speed.
He's going for speed.
The correct answer is he's going for speed.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, Mikey said it.
Said oh, no, man. Speed. You were pretty close. It was almost exact. I got to give two. I got to give each point. I got to give each a point. I got to give each a point. Because he's going for speed. That is correct. Four for Mikey. Four for Bob. This next one is worth 2 points. It is the last question. If Schmitty gets it right, it's a three-way tie. If Bob or Mike each get it, if each of them get it, whichever one does, they win. So Schmitty gets it, it's a three-way tie. Beatbox Bob or Mikey Flaw gets it, they win. So last question. Here we go. According to a song lyric, I'll turn right back around if you do what?
I'll turn right back around.
You say I love you.
Nope. I'll turn right back around if you do what? I'll turn right
back around. Tell me you love me?
Nope.
I'll turn right back around.
This is a older rock song. Could be an oldie.
Turn
right. What would make me turn right back around? What will you do?
Turn back time.
To make me turn right back around. I don't want you to love me, baby. Oh,
give me one really good reason.
Oh! Oh. Schmitty gets it. Give me a reason. It's give me a reason to stay here, but I'm giving it to Schmitty. All right, we have a three-way tie between Beatbox Bob, Schmitty, and Mikey Flaw. Great job. Give yourselves another hand. It's a three-way tie. It's a three-way tie on Trivia Time. You know, y'all did better than I thought, but there's a couple of those that I was like, yo, bro, you guys should be able to do this. And you guys didn't really deliver. You know what I'm saying? You guys aren't really delivering. I need y'all to deliver on these questions.
Hey, I'm on the board, man. I'm sorry, Mosh.
Yeah, you did do there. Good.
Yeah, softballs, I guess.
This is not like you to do this well.
Yeah, I know.
You like pizza?
Sometimes.
Sprinkle a little crack on it?
Sure.
Can I say crack?
You just did.
Can I say pizza?
Yes.
Schmitty, how come your glasses are at the top of your head, though, bro? Like you're about to slip them on any second. Oh, you are about to slip them on any second when we battle.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put them down for you.
You think you're going to win this battle tonight versus me?
We'll see.
We'll see. Wow, that's riveting, bro. That's a riveting.
It usually
response.
Is when it comes to this, right?
Bob, who's going to win?
Schmitty's going to win.
I know, right?
He's going to win.
How does that happen?
I don't know, but he's going to win.
I'm going to smoke his boots, and then he's going to get 10-10-9-9, and I'm going to get 7-6-7-6-9.
Sounds about right.
That's how it's going to go. I should have called in the other guy we used to have on here just for the battle. Now I got to suffer the wraith. The wraith. We got to make Mikey Flaw battle.
I agree with you.
So what? So
I do other things.
So, man, I really don't. We really got to get the dancers on here, but like, I don't know how to sell it. Hey, adult dancer, you want to come on our show and promote yourself?
Yeah, because they're independent contractors.
I mean, that's my thinking.
They are. They have to promote themselves. Look at the girls that are on the page. They're already promoting themselves and tagging you.
Would you take a lap dance if one of them came in here?
No, I shouldn't.
But if I pay for it, though?
You shouldn't have to pay for it.
What do you mean? What, they're going to come in here and not even make a little
That wasn't. The, I don't think that should be the deal. The deal is they should come in here and promote themselves and everybody wins.
I can't picture you getting a lap dance.
That's because I never did. I never had to.
You were given the lap dances, weren't you?
Yeah.
He said he shouldn't. He didn't say he wouldn't.
Nah, yeah, we won't. It's not like I'm going to press lap dances on anybody. If it happens, when we get them in here and I got the messages from them, I got to check it. I didn't see what they said, but... If we get him in here,
could be tasty.
A little lappy, a little dancy. I haven't been to a adult exotic entertainment place strip club in a long time.
Oh, I probably went once.
Are you a savage at the club, Bob? You seem like you'd be a savage at the old exotic club.
I've only ever been to a exotic club one time.
Now you're missing out.
What?
Yeah. It was my 18th birthday, and that was about it.
We're in the strip capital of the country.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan. You know,
I get it.
It's just a sanitary thing for me.
It depends on who.
I mean, that's just my thought process.
You gotta know which one. You gotta know how to pick them.
I mean, you know, the individual sure is different, but like, you know, what you're gonna go and rub hand sanitizer in between dances? You know what I mean?
That's why they have the no touch.
Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, if that's the case, then sure.
Whatever you got to do. I go to the exotic dance club, not really for the females because I've got a computer, but I go there because I'm like, yo, I'm here. I'm actually in this. This is kind of wild.
and I just want to see how this operates. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to check and see, oh, so she did that. What's going on in her brain when she leaves there? All right, what's going on in his brain? He's going up to there. This is wild. He can't get it on his own? I mean, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? And I just like to think about what's going on. Sometimes I go on stage, you know what I'm saying? But like, I just like to see what's going on. Schmitty, you seem like you bring all fives. You seem like you don't give ones to females.
Yeah, bro. I give all fives. That's what I do. I'm in there 4 times a week, you know.
Get out of here, bro.
He lives there, man.
Yeah. I'm more shocked that Bob only been once.
I am shocked about that.
That's shocking.
I definitely am. No, it's not. It's never really been my thing, you know. I never felt like I needed to go in there and pay to see whatever. But I enjoy myself when I do go, usually for bachelor parties or something like that.
I got a question. If, just hypothetically, if we went into a strip club and sat down and didn't have to pay anything.
Exotic dance club.
Okay. And they, you know, they hung out. You know what I mean?
Sure.
They come up and, because typically, dancers like to hang out with the cool crowd.
Right.
And the one, the in crowd. And would you consider us the in crowd?
Essentially, yeah. I would say so.
Okay. So.
You don't think we're the in crowd, bro?
No, that's what I said. Would you consider us the in crowd?
Especially at any club.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, my point being is I don't think we should have to pay.
So, you have entitlement.
No, I just think that we're it's one hand washes the other.
He already said hand sanitizer.
Okay, so we're already there.
You feel entitled to it because you're cool now.
No, this goes back to when I was cool before.
Nothing goes back that far, Flop. Nothing. You're trying to get prehistoric.
Come on, man.
We're not trying to get prehistoric, bro. Listen, I believe that you're cool enough to get free stuff
I've been through this. That's what I'm just saying. It's like I got experience, so I should share.
No, I think you're cool enough, bro. I think you're cool enough. If you put your mind to whatever you want to do, Mikey Flop, I believe that I can help you do it.
Okay.
You put your mind to.
I want to be a drone pilot.
A drone? You want to pilot drones? Isn't that an oxymoron?
No.
Kind of is.
It's an oxymoron. You don't pilot something that's pilotless?
Like jumbo shrimp, bro. What?
No, like you hold the...
You hold
the thing and you control the drone. Now, if we had a drone that we could ride on, that's the ultimate.
Oh, yeah. You just put four of them together on a chair. You got a drone throne.
Oh, is that a thing?
No, but it can be.
A drone throne.
It is now.
Bro, what if I was flying on a drone with a bunch of little... Nope, they already did that in Sonic the Hedgehog.
What?
Dr. Robotnik.
Oh, that's different.
He's a drone throwing guy, bro.
Dude, I'm with it, though.
He's got, you know, he's flying around in that big drone, and he's got all his little drones, and he looks at the drones, he's like, yo, there's Sonic, go get that little rat-looking thing, and them drones, grabs him up, shoots him up, Mikey comes into play, smiles, leaves the screen, really weird scene, bro.
That sounds trippy.
And I think that was Jim Carrey's last movie.
You think Dr. Robotnik has a toilet in that drone throne?
No reason, Dr. Robotnik doesn't have any private parts.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the Eggman here, bro, this isn't nothing.
Reasonable.
Mikey, if you had to make the most profound statement you could make right now in less than 10 seconds, what would it be?
I think that
this is Jack or Jill is dead. Here's how you play. You got to ask me yes or no questions, and I will give you the answer. And you've got to get as close as you can to figuring out how Jack or Jill died. You can ask me a yes question, I'll answer. You can ask me if it's a this or that, you don't know how to play it. The game, bro. It's a game, man. This is the Maj Gelatin Show, and this is Jack or Jill is dead. Now, here's how it works. You guys, I'm going to let you know whether Jack's dead or Jill's dead. They're going to be, it's not some random person, it's not a celebrity. You guys can ask me yes or no questions, and you got to get closer and closer to figuring out how Jack or Jill died. We understand?
Yes.
Are you guys ready to play Jack or Jill is Dead?
Ready!
All right, here we go. The Maj Gelatin Show will give you your first death. Jack is dead.
Mm-hmm. Was he Jack murdered?
Jack was not murdered.
Was he shot?
Jack was shot.
But he wasn't murdered.
He was not murdered.
Was Jack a human?
Yes.
Was he doing a job?
No.
Was Jack a police officer?
No. Was irrelevant.
Jack, was Jack executed?
He was not executed.
Was it suicide?
Intentional killing of yourself? No.
So he killed himself by accident?
Yeah.
So his gun discharged and he got shot.
Gun didn't discharge.
Did he shoot his firearm and get hit with a ricochet?
Oh, you should have vagued that question up at the end there. No, no, he didn't.
Was he hit from a stray bullet?
No.
Was he hit by a firearm?
Yes. The bullet of the firearm?
Yeah.
Yeah, a bullet hit him.
A bullet hit him from a firearm?
Yes.
Was it a ricochet?
No.
Wasn't a ricochet.
Was it his kid?
No, irrelevant.
Okay.
Was it his own firearm?
Yes.
Was it him that shot himself?
Good question. Yes, it was.
Was it an accidental discharge of the firearm?
I wouldn't say it was an accident.
He got killed cleaning his gun.
No.
So he didn't intentionally shoot himself.
He didn't mean to intentionally shoot himself. That's as good as I can give.
Is this a prop gun?
No.
He accidentally shot himself.
I mean, I wasn't on purpose.
But it wasn't an accident?
Was it gone wrong?
Guy, you could say that, yes.
Russian roulette.
Russian roulette. Oh, my God.
Russian roulette.
Right there.
Russian roulette. Beatbox Bob comes through. Jack was playing Russian roulette. It was hard to answer those questions.
Right.
You nailed it, actually.
I did as good as I could, right? Well, he didn't intentionally kill himself, but he didn't do it accidentally. I don't know. Okay, so that was Russian roulette. Beatbox Bob snags it. Very good. Okay, we'll go to the next one here. Okay. Jack is dead.
Was he murdered?
Yes.
Was he stabbed?
Stabbed, no.
Was he punctured?
Yes.
What did it have to do with his occupation?
I mean, not really. Maybe it was, but I wouldn't go anywhere there.
Was he shot?
Was he shot? Technically, yes.
Spear gun?
No. No, but I like that the way you're going. It wasn't a spear gun.
It was an arrow.
It was an arrow, yes.
Okay.
He accidentally shot himself with an arrow.
Oh, he was murdered.
No, yeah, he was murdered.
So, was he a knight?
No and no.
Wasn't a military application, so this was like not modern. This was modern day?
No.
Was he an American Indian?
Was who an American Indian?
Jack.
No.
Oh, so Jack was a pilgrim and he got killed by an Indian. Native American.
What's give me a different word than pilgrim?
Settler?
No. More into the future than that.
More into the future than
Amish.
Who gets shot by arrows from Indians?
Cowboys.
Jack was a cowboy that got shot by an Indian with an arrow. Very well done. And one more before we get to this battle. Jack is dead.
Was he murdered?
Nope.
Was he outside?
Yes.
Was he doing his job?
Yes.
Okay. Was he a police officer?
No.
Was he near a city?
Irrelevant.
Was he hit by a vehicle?
He was not.
Was it an accident?
Yes.
Was he in lawn service?
No.
Was an accident?
Did he fall?
Yes.
Did he fall from a power pole?
No.
Did he fall into a chipper shredder?
Nope.
Did he fall from washing windows?
Nope.
But he was outside and he was working.
And he was punctured.
And it was an accident.
Not punctured.
No? Oh.
It wasn't.
He
an
died
accident.
From falling.
Correct.
Fell down a manhole.
Trimming trees.
Not down a manhole, not down trimming trees. You're getting closer, more obvious.
Was he adjacent to a building?
Adjacent to a building.
Or within or around a building?
Yes.
Was he a window washer?
No.
Did he commit suicide by jumping off?
Nope.
Was he pushed out of a window?
Nope. Keep going higher.
Keep going higher? Oh, did he fall out of a plane?
No. Back down. Too high. Way too high.
Keep going higher.
He was on the roof? He
fell off the roof.
He was on the roof.
He got pushed off the roof?
No.
It was an accident.
Right? It was an accident. It was an accident. He was on the roof.
Tripped and fell off the roof.
It was raining.
I think somebody asked me if he was working, and I said yes.
He was working. Okay. Was he a helicopter pilot?
No.
Was he a construction worker?
Yes.
Was he building the building and fell off?
That's good enough. He was a roofer that fell off. Very good job. Okay, I'll give him that. This was Jack or Jill is Dead. You got to ask me yes or no questions. I'll let you know whether it's Jack or Jill that's dead. And the yes or no questions will get you closer and closer and closer to figuring out who died. Was it Jack or Jill? You'll never know. We do this often. It's the Mosh Gelton Show. You never know when this is going to come on. So if this is your favorite game, you don't want to miss any episode of the Mosh Gelton Show. This is Jack or Jill is Dead. Very good job, guys. You guys got it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of proud of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since we only got an hour, we need 2 hours. Since we only got an hour, we got to transition nice and smooth and clean. So we got a rap battle to do, guys.
All right.
It's myself, Mosh Gelton versus Schmitty. It's a non-title match, 45-second rounds. This is a freestyle rap battle. So if you've seen 8 Mile, if you've seen rap battles on YouTube, this isn't written. This is all off the top of our heads as we go, random beats. So this is not easy stuff. And it's going to be me versus Schmitty. And we're going to see who wins. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Ready.
All right. Judges, you guys are ready to judge?
Yep. I'm ready.
All right. So it'll be 45 seconds. Let's just see here. What is this? What is this? Sounds like it'll work. We're going to flip a coin, and we're going to see who goes first. It's either going to be myself or Schmitty. Schmitty is the champ. Call it in the air.
Tails.
It's heads. Schmitty gets to go first, finally. All right, 45 seconds on Schmitty. First round, we got to bang him out. Let's get it.
Here we go, though. I got 45. That's 45 shots, dead or alive. Go ahead and hop up in my ride. Whiskey lips is bumping in the back. I don't even care if this is fiction or fact. Go ahead and check the track. We can bring it on back. And homeboy, you're lucky I got that. And now hitting you from a distance. Don't get pissed. I grab these super blades just to slit wrist, kid. Here we go, though. I'm about to run out of time. Mosh, this is only the first round. You got 9. Coming from the waistline. I don't want to do this, but where's Mikey with the baseline?
Ooh, he's still coming in hot.
My gosh.
He's still coming in hot. All right, Schmitty. Very nice round one. Wasn't bad. Round one is on myself. The beat's here. I got so many computers. The beat's in front of me. Round one, 45 seconds. Schmitty just went. It's on myself, Mosh Gelton, as soon as I start to go. All right, look, yo, there's no way that you're ripping this. Schmitty is ridiculous. You want to talk about songs? This isn't written, kid. Your chick will give me her whiskey lips. And I could tell you, I grab your back, I feel spines. Whiskey lips is yours. I like those real rhymes. And there's no way that you could step to me at played, bro. You're looking at me like your name was Tony Yayo. But check it out, yo, this dog is dead. You are awful. Fred is your neighbor. And everybody knows that I'll talk instead. You look exactly like your bobblehead. I gotta keep my face right by the mic. There's no way that Schmitty can like me tonight. This guy's gonna fight. I guarantee you I will hit you, get you, split you, make you submit to a move through jujitsu.
Ooh.
A lot of stuff going on here while I'm freestyling, bro. But that's all right. I'll let you have it. All right. Let me get another. Judges, you guys got good on the round?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Watch him give you that one, too. All right. Second round, 45 seconds on Schmitty. Let me push it so you don't get caught up. Whenever you go, Schmitty, second round, 45 seconds. Okay.
Mosh, it's starting scary. You're looking a little bear, G, but here I go, though. You better throw, bro. You look very similar to Frodo. You better grab some rings up in this place. I'm waiting for the beat to drop with the bass. Here we go, though. I'm coming with the sickness. You don't believe me? Mosh, you're dismembered quick. I already slit your wrist. Now I'm going for your arm. I'm bringing more harm straight from my forearm. These eagles flying. These people dying. The mother's in the room. Yeah, they're crying. I said that once and hold up. I'm doing this again. Maj Jelton should have some writtens built in. He needs a pen. I got him after you. I'm throwing a fast because they're attacking you.
Gosh.
He said the beat drop right when the beat drop, the bass drop. I said,
damn. Okay. Listen, that was fire. So that was round two. Judges, you're good?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Round two, it's on me. 45 seconds. Let's go.
Okay. Yo, he says the bass drop. I'm gonna ignore you. The bass may have dropped, but Beatbox Bob dropped it before you. I should beat you up twice, then destroy you. Yo, you think you're dope, but I straight annoy you, enjoy you, but you can't enjoy dudes. You like Mike, you'll fight Mike. You like Mike and Mike's wife. And that is weird, bro. Schmitty, you need to grow it in because you got that ugly looking beard, bro. I know it, but your face, you don't want to show it. You're sitting there thinking that you're going, looking all stoic, but bro, you're not good. I'ma tell you, I'm the Lord. You can sit there thinking you're tight. You can sit there looking bored, but I'll stab you with a sword. And you can call me your Lord, bro. And everybody knows you just got destroyed, yo. I don't care because I'm found tonight. You can be consistent and still make sound nice, but it's just whack. It's all whack. All right. Right?
Man.
I'm right. I got a bunch of buttons to press and stuff, so he's lucky. I still think it's even right now, but I ain't going to influence the judges. All right, round three. It's on Schmitty. Whenever you start going, let me make sure I get you to something so you don't have to wait for the intro. I know you're going to like this beat. All right, round three. It's on Schmitty. 45 seconds, last round.
Hey, Mosh, I'm sorry I look like I'm just bored, dude. It's probably because I already wiped the floor with you. And now here we go, though. I'm jumping straight back. You like dudes grabbing their back? That's what you said in the first rhyme. I got more nines, and I don't even care. You got nursery rhymes. You got nothing. I ain't stunting. Nope. Neither are you, and I don't even care. I'll beat this dude with a pillow or two because he just takes on soft-ish. You don't believe me, he's after that soft. I don't even gotta say it. This stuff will just spray quick. You better get a little better if you wanna say it. That you just won this battle, we know that didn't happen. Your first two rhymes, whack kid. They're not rapping, you need to go back to the good days. I don't even care, the script's over. Turn the page and drop it quick. A matter of fact, don't swing and hit or miss. I don't even care, you just better come with sickness.
Ooh.
Nice. Okay, Schmitty's third round. So round three, it's on Mosh Jelton myself right now. All right, here we go, whenever I start rapping. Hey, yo. Schmitty, you should go and kiss your glasses goodbye. See, this is what I sound like when I actually try. I could tell you right now, you need a chick that should warn you. I could beat you from the side of the room, better in this corner. I'll tell you, you ain't there. I'll beat you to your bear. You look kind of like this room because Schmitty's a square. And if you want to seem straight, you will probably freebase. I will beat up Schmitty from here to East Lake. And if he don't think I'll do it, then for Pete's sake, I'll beat him up in the whole entire cast of Green Bay. Packers, Stacker, too, I'm smacking you. You want to beat me? There's no way that you can do what you have to do. Yes, sir, and no, ma'am, and Schmitty can't even operate the butt program. Yo, I dare you to step across my gun line because I feel like this radio station. You can see my sunshine all over. I'm staring and I'm scaring you, guy. I can tell by that light there's a glare in your eye, and I will marry this guy. I'm looking at the time. It's over. You're already done. You lost, and it's fine. Three rounds.
Whoa!
Thought I'd turn it up for round three. You know what I'm saying? Nah, there's a lot of stuff I'm doing. I ain't no excuses. No excuses. I thought it was... Look, hey, you don't remember a quotable you said, I bet you these dudes got you points higher than me on every round.
Not that third one. That was my worst one. That was your best one.
The third one, I thought I'd done. I finally figured out how to get all this stuff and then go, all right, so round one.
You were shook after round one.
I was shook. Oh, that's cute, bro. Round one, Mikey Fla, what did you give myself?
9-2.
9-2. Mikey Fla gave me a 9-2 for round one. Oops, let me write this here. Mikey, Mosh, 1, 2, 3. Schmitty's 3. 9.2. Beatbox Bob, what did you give myself, Mosh Jelton, for round
one.
8-8.
8-8. Okay. So Bob gave me an 8-8. And Mikey Flaw gave me a 9-2. Okay, Mikey Flaw, what did you give myself, Mosh Jelton, for round two?
Is it 9-3?
Wait, who gave the 8-8?
I gave the 8-8.
To who?
To you.
Yeah, we don't know what they gave me for round one yet.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Okay. I'm sorry, Mikey Flaw, what'd you give Schmitty for round
one?
8-4.
8-4. And Beatbox, what did you give Schmitty for round one?
8-7.
8-7. So to be clear, Schmitty has an 8-4 and an 8-7, and I have a 9-2 and an 8-8.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, round number two. Mikey Flaw, what'd you give Schmitty?
8-6.
8-6 for round number two for Schmitty. 8-6. Beatbox Bob, what did you give Schmitty for round number two?
8-8.
8-8. And BD, what did you give Mosh for round number two?
9.
And Flaw, what did you give Mosh for round number two?
9-3.
Oh, man. Okay, and round three, Mikey Flaw, what did you give?
Why is that so funny?
What'd you give me for round three?
I thought that was the best overall, and it was close to perfect, so 9-9.
9-9 for round number three. And what did you give Schmitty for round number three?
8-5.
8-5. 8-5 for Schmitty. And Bob, what did you give me for round three?
9-6.
9-6. And what did you give Schmitty for round three?
8-7.
8-7. All right. What did you guys think happened?
Personally, I think that each time Schmitty and Mosh at round one were comparable. Schmitty stayed consistent. Mosh stayed climbing. Schmitty stayed consistent round three. Mosh stayed climbing.
Yeah, I say round three was definitely his best. Round two, he stumbled up a few times. I thought that was his worst round, actually. You know, I think I got him in one and two, and he smoked Boots in three.
We're going to have to listen back to that.
Yeah, I think Schmidt started, you know, good and then got a little better and then kind of leveled out. And I think Mosh just, you know, gradually got better to, you know, first, second, and third round.
And then round three, Mosh turned on the gas.
Yeah.
Round three, there was gas. Round two, it was some stumbling and fumbling. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. You need to tally it up, I can tell you.
I just wanted to be exact. Do you know the number off the top of your head?
No, but I knew at some point there's no reason to write it down.
The spread
was pretty, was a lot farther than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Was it like 2.5 points?
44-4 for Schmitty and a 46-8 for myself.
Sounds right.
I'll take it. Mosh Jelton wins the battle. I'm gonna go ahead and say I don't know, man. I got to listen to it back. I think that people look at me when I'm battling. They care more about how I feel about the bars than how they feel about the bars. If my face says, oh, I kind of slipped once, you guys cut me demerits even if I still kill it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if I got to keep my facial features real good. I turned it on in the third round. Probably thought you got me the first two, but.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think there was. It wasn't so much the facial expressions on it for me thinking I got you in round two. It was the stumble. Round three, that's what Mosh is about, is round three.
Well, it's going to be you and Beatbox Bob coming up one of these weeks, and we're going to get super into it. But so we're about out of time tonight, guys. But check us out tomorrow night, 8 to 10 p.m. at themoshjeltonshow.com. And we'll be here every Tuesday night from 11 to midnight right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. We've got a lot of big things planned, a lot of crazy stuff that's about to pop off. You can catch myself, Schmitty, and Nathan Gilardi over there at the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. And this Valentine's Day, you can catch myself and Nate. There's just so much stuff. Go to Facebook, go to the Mosh Jelton Show group, and, you know, check out all the stuff we got. We got stuff going on every single day. I am your host, Mosh Jelton. I'm here with Beatbox Bob, Schmitty, and Mikey Flaw. We are the number one alternative talk radio show in the Tampa Bay area. We will see you guys next Tuesday, 11 p.m. right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete.
Hey, it's Ed Weigel. What the hell is all this noise, you ask? It's the Mosh Gelton Show, and you'll just have to deal with it.